This is God's Covenant Church, the church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And we thank God for our great pastor who's going to come to you declaring the whole counsel of God. He that is sent by God speaketh the words of God. He's serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And truly, we thank God so much for our great pastor who's bringing to us what thus saith the Lord. And now, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. Thank you, Elder Batiste, to our Elder Miles, our Elder Phillips, missionary, all the deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. This is God's Covenant Church. We keep God's commandments, and because of our predecessors that have gone on, we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Hopefully today, you that have an ear to hear, will hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. It's about the excellency of Jacob. Before we get into that, the choir have this number, Going Back to Moses. Choir, thank God for you. Go back to Moses. For he wrote of me in truly 425 Laconia Boulevard from the days of our great Bishop Barfield. Have taken us back to Moses, and this is why we are where we are today, continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We have announcements from Deacon Debbie. Thank God for you, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. Because of our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, these that we know kept God's commandments, lived holy, preached to the people, was received up in glory, and they're with the Father, and we are continuing steadfast in the apostles and the prophets' doctrine. And that doctrine is God's word. And God's word is the Ten Commandments. God's word is law. And the Lord said, think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. He come to fulfill. And that's what we do today. As he was, so are we in this life, in this world. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And to my knowledge, there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And this Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he also says, and what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And Moses was and is the model preacher that God called for. He was faithful in all his house. And he came. Jesus came just like Moses because he was such a model made by the one who came like him. Yes. Let's go to Psalms 47 and 1. The excellency of Jacob. So many times we read these scriptures and we really don't understand what the scripture is saying. But you that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. This is for those that are looking for redemption. This is for those that are looking for the Lord. And I'm not talking about the second coming through the clouds, these natural clouds, what the forefathers have been preaching since he left here. Nope. This is talking about how he comes into your life. And truly, he is in my life today. And I'm trying to bring to you the good news. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Psalms 47 and 1, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
All ye people, clap your hands, what? Mm-hmm.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
Now, we're not talking about making a noise in the church shouting like they did when Moses came out of the mount and they were shouting and dancing over the golden calf, right, over things made by men's hands. And shouting over things that Jesus did, but you haven't done anything.
Right.
The Lord said, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So let's shout and clap our hands over triumph, over that enemy.
Yes.
Because that's the only thing God is concerned about, that we overcome the world. That's the devil.
Yes, Lord.
What?
For the Lord Most High is terrible.
What?
He is a great king.
He's a great king.
Over all the earth.
Over all the earth. Mm-hmm. What?
He shall subdue the people under us.
He's going to subdue the people. And truly, when you're in the spirit, the people, the flesh, is up under you. Yes. What?
and the nations under our feet.
These nations are under the feet of those that keep God's commandments, yes, because we're not a part of the world.
Yes.
Whole world lieth in wickedness. I believe the scripture.
Yes.
So we are in the spirit with God.
Yes.
That's why they don't go together. That's why we're considered a peculiar people. But we know that the world is strange, because
yes,
that's what we came from.
That's right.
But we're no more strangers and foreigners,
all right,
but fellow citizens,
yes,
with the saints,
yes,
and the household of God. Read.
He shall choose our inheritance.
He shall choose our inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
What?
The excellency of Jacob.
The excellency of Jacob. What?
Whom he loved.
The Lord loved Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord loves Israel.
Yes.
The Lord loves his people.
Yes.
And he's chosen our inheritance.
Yes.
It's the excellency.
Mm-hmm.
What's more excellent than God?
Go ahead.
That's right.
The excellency of Jacob is God.
Right.
God in our life.
Yes, Lord.
That's the excellency,
yes,
of Jacob.
Yes, right.
And you may not understand this jargon because you're not in the Canaan land. This is Canaan jargon.
Yes, it is.
This is the talk when you're in God. We don't talk and sound like the world.
No, we don't.
But this is truly who and what we are. Let's go to Genesis 15 and 1.
All right.
You that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches.
Yes.
And as the Lord said, it's given to you to know, mm-hmm, the mysteries of the kingdom. That's what I'm speaking to you. Yes. Mystery.
All right.
Because it's not known by the so-called average churchgoer that don't know God, who've been born again,
mm-hmm,
but of corruptible seed, yes, not of the perfect will of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
15 and 1. What does it say? Genesis.
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram.
Abraham
in a vision.
Had a vision.
Mm-hmm.
God came unto him.
All right.
The word came unto him. What?
Saying, fear not, Abram.
Fear not, Abram.
I am thy shield.
I am thy shield. What?
And thy exceeding great reward.
So God is our reward. That was the excellency of Jacob.
Yes.
Abraham had God, because Abraham wanted to know, what are you going to give me? Seeing I go childless. What did the second verse say? What does he say?
And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this
Eliezer. What?
Yes, of Damascus.
Of Damascus. He wanted to know, mm-hmm, but the Lord is telling him, I'm your exceeding,
mm-hmm,
great reward. That's the inheritance.
Yeah.
We inherit God, so we will think, well, I'm going to have a nice cottage in heaven and pavement, gold, and this,
mm-hmm,
and that.
Mm-hmm.
No, God is our reward.
That's right. Beautiful.
Whatever heaven is, it's God.
Yes.
We're going to the Word. And if you don't like the Word, how are you going to go to it?
Yes.
What does God look like? We don't know. So I'm going to have a mansion.
Mm.
Well, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. It was not so. We told you so.
Yes.
But the mansion he's talking about is those in the height of God.
All right.
He's talking about these houses that are huge. Moses.
Yes.
And all the prophets. These are the mansions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what God is talking about.
Yes.
But where they are in God, what it looks like, we don't know.
No, we don't.
Don't matter. God is our reward.
Yes.
1 John 5 and 20.
All right. Thank God.
I trust that if you say, well, I don't know what you're talking about, Pastor. Why don't you call us? Write us, and I can give you some more enlightenment on what I'm talking about, because you have to go through the scriptures and, more importantly, begin to keep God's commandments, because it says it's your wisdom
and
your understanding in the sight of the nations.
Yes, Lord.
1 John 5 and 20, what does it say?
And we know that the Son of God is come.
Now we know Jesus has come.
Mm-hmm.
The Son of God has come. We know that. And we know he died on Calvary, and we know he spilled his blood. Shed his blood for the sins, and we know that. But now what are we going to do with it?
Yes.
We know that he's come and hath given what?
And hath given us an understanding.
Now, the understanding he has given us is wisdom.
Yes.
But I understand also it says, keep therefore and do them. That's your wisdom.
Yes.
So it sounds like they're both the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep and do God's word, you get understanding.
Yes.
Jesus is the Word made flesh.
That's
he
right.
gives us understanding.
Yes,
it's the Word.
Yes, Lord.
By doing it, receiving it, and doing it.
Yes.
And they've given us an understanding what?
That we may know him.
That we might know him. Now I understand the scripture says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar. Don't get upset. That's what the scripture says. I'm taking you to the second part of this.
Go ahead, Pastor.
That we may know him that is true. What?
And we are in him that is true.
We're in him that is true because we keep God's commandments. We keep his word.
Yes.
What?
Even in his son, Jesus Christ.
Even in his son, Jesus Christ. Because so many said, well, you're up under the old Mosaic law. You don't believe in the blood. Yes, we do. And we believe in the cross of Christ.
Yes, we do.
And we believe that the devil put him on his cross and shed his blood. We believe that.
That's right.
But his blood is what the victory is. Not that cross that people try to worship.
Go ahead,
it's not that cross. It's God's cross, which is the word. Isn't that beautiful? Because that's what got him up there, made him submissive to that devil.
Isn't
that beautiful? That's what makes us submissive and go through our trials and tests that the devil put on us because of God's cross, his word.
Yes.
Not having any other gods before me.
Yes.
This is the true God. What does it say?
And eternal life.
This is eternal life. That was Jacob's inheritance.
Yes.
The true God. Eternal life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
Second
yes,
Chronicles 15 and 3.
Beautiful,
read it all the time. So many read this scripture and don't know what to do with it.
All right.
And turn right around and say, oh, isn't that wonderful? And they said, was this and that? And turn right around and said, oh, the old law was Mosaic law was done away with. No, it wasn't. The law is yet standing today because the law is the word, and the law that they had for the remedy for sin has been fulfilled, and we've got to fulfill God's divine law.
That's right.
If we're going to take on his nature. 15 and 3. What does it say?
Now for a long season.
Long season.
Israel hath been without the true God.
Wait a minute. You may say Jesus is in your life. You may say Jesus is in your life and that you know he died for your sins. But knowing that and obeying him is two different things.
Yes, Pastor.
I knew and heard about him dying on the cross as a young child. Had nothing to do with my salvation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Long season, Israel has been without the true God. And the church world today is without the true God.
That's
if
right.
You're not keeping God's commandments,
right.
You don't have the excellency of Jacob.
That's
you don't
right.
have God.
Beautiful.
Because
yes.
That's what the excellency of Jacob is, having God in your life. God with us. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Read.
Yes.
And without a teaching priest.
Without a teaching priest. Now, if you don't have the true God and a teaching priest, what?
And without law.
And without law, you don't have God.
Right.
You don't have the excellency of Jacob.
That's right.
But what?
Yes. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel.
What?
And sought him.
Because he said, seek and ye shall find.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say, I believe God. I believe God's word.
Yes.
Anyone that don't find the doctrine, the 10 precepts, and as the Lord said, if any man do his will, you'll know of the doctrine.
Yes.
If you haven't found that the Ten Commandments is law and that is his word, it's because you don't have a teaching priest, the true God, and you're without law.
Yes.
And that's what most of these preachers tell you. The law was done away with. It's a lie. It wasn't done away with. It was fulfilled, the remedy for sin,
yes.
To get you back to obeying God's word,
yes.
Which is law.
Yes.
Rightly divide the word of truth.
Yes.
But they, when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel,
mm-hmm.
And sought him, he was found of them. Isn't that
found
beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 1:45.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That's yes. Why even when the Lord came, he came to them to save that which was lost.
Mm-hmm.
And in when he came, some found him.
Yes.
Because truly some were seeking salvation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what it is today. If you don't find this, it's because you're not seeking salvation.
Salvation.
That's why he said many will seek. But
yes.
Will not be able.
Able.
And when they find it, some that do find it, they're not able to pay the price. Because
mm-hmm.
The Lord said, except the man deny himself, he cannot be my disciple.
Right.
St. John 1:45, what does it say?
Philip findeth Nathanael.
They said, seek him and you shall find him.
Mm-hmm.
So that means Philip, they must have been looking for the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
It don't necessarily mean you're a churchgoer, But you begin to look when the fullness of time comes, you're going to look for him.
Yes.
When that season comes for you to be saved, you're going to look for him.
Yes.
He findeth and saith unto him what?
We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write.
What?
Jesus of Nazareth.
So they found the true God. Mm-hmm. They found eternal life. And when they found him, the first thing he says, follow me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Beautiful.
James and John, drop your nets, follow me. They did just that.
Yes, they did.
And it doesn't matter what you're doing. When you find the true God, whatever church you're setting up in, you're going to come out of there. Because God is calling us out of Babylon, out of these old jackleg churches to serve the true God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Psalms 148.
All right.
And 1.
148. Beautiful.
This is
beautiful.
The excellency of Jacob.
Yes.
Having the Lord in your life.
Yes.
Knowing the true God. That's the excellency of Jacob. Because Jacob is the church world. But some don't have the excellency. They don't have the knowledge. But he come to save that which was lost.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Psalms 148 and 1. What does it say?
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord from the heavens.
And you can't beat churchgoers saying that. Praise the Lord and don't know him. What?
Praise him in the heights.
Praise him in the heights. What?
Praise ye him, all his angels.
All his angels. Yes. Other words, all these ministers should be praising the Lord. Mm-hmm. But as I Elder Phillips brought out the other night, they ran, but I didn't send them.
All right. Yes, Pastor.
But they just love to praise the Lord. Go ahead.
Praise ye him, all his hosts.
All his hosts. Mm-hmm. That means all those that live for God.
Yes.
And all of those that God have made for his purpose. All right. His host.
Yes.
Now read the fifth verse. What does it say?
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Let them praise the name of the Lord. What?
For he commanded and they were created.
So if you and I have been created in his image, it was because he commanded it. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God all the way down to thou shalt not covet.
Yes.
If you're not being made by the commandments, which is God's word, you are not created in his image.
Right.
Everything God created, he commanded it. Yes. Everything. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It was through his word.
Yes.
11th verse, what does it say?
11th, yeah. Kings of the earth.
Kings of the earth.
And all people.
What?
Princes and all judges
All judges of the earth, what?
Mm-hmm. Both young men.
What?
And maidens.
What?
Old men and children.
Even children, what?
Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Now they can praise him. Children can. Don't mean they're living for him.
Right.
Judges can praise him. Don't mean they're living for him.
Right,
kings have prayed God, praised him, but it don't mean they were living for him.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm. What?
For his name alone is excellent.
Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone mm-hmm. is excellent.
Excellent.
So that's what makes Jacob excellent.
Yeah, beautiful.
Having his name. Yes. 1:47 and 19.
All right.
Well, let's go to Revelation 13 first.
Yes, Pastor.
His name alone is excellent. Mm-hmm. Now, how many preachers are teaching this? All they know and they are drunk on is Jesus. But he's got many names.
Yes, he does.
And at the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow. Yeah. But before Jesus, there's been a name that was from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
19 and 13, what does it say?
19 and 13, yes, Pastor.
Revelations 19, mm-hmm. 13.
And he was clothed with a vesture.
This is God was clothed with a vesture.
Dipped in blood.
Dipped in blood.
And his name is called the Word of God.
His name is yet called the Word of God. He didn't say it was. His name is called the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And I believe the scripture says the Word was made flesh.
Right.
Dwelt among us and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. They called his name Jesus.
Right.
But he's yet the Word.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? His name is excellent.
Yes, Lord. Beautiful.
The 10 precepts are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 147.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God. Yes,
so
Pastor.
You follow me through the scriptures, I follow the Lord, and you shall get the vision.
All right, Pastor.
Then it's up to you if you want to yield to it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Psalms 147 and 19, what does it say?
Yes. He showeth his word unto Jacob.
Now, wait a minute. You may read the word. That's why they say the law was done away with, because it hadn't been shown to them. That this is the word. And that this yet stands today, because how can you take God out of the picture? How can you destroy God?
All right.
It still stands today.
Yes.
But it's got to be showed to you. And even though it's showed to you, if you're not a sheep, you're not going to hear what
That's
God
right.
is trying to
That's
tell
right.
you. If you're yet blind, and if you're not a sheep, God is not necessarily going to give you sight. And yet God lets some see. This is right. God uncovers the sight of some of those that's not going to be saved.
Yes.
But guess what? They ain't got a mind to do it.
Right.
He showeth
his word.
His word unto Jacob. What?
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
They're talking about all those bylaws. No, he's not talking about that. Because all of the statutes and judgments yet in the 10 precepts.
Yes.
It just covers life. And these 10 precepts are statutes and judgments because they judge us.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Right.
They're
right.
statutes.
Yes.
What?
He hath not dealt so with any nation.
No other nation have God dealt so with.
That's beautiful. Yes.
That's why it says, keep therefore and do them as your wisdom and understanding. In the sight of the nations, all nations that come to God, it's our wisdom.
Thank
it's
God.
Our understanding in our sight. And he haven't dealt so with any other nation. Mm-hmm. Any nation. What?
Yes. And as for his judgments, they have not known them.
Well, the scripture says these other nations haven't known them.
All right.
So regardless of what you say, you know about the Ten Commandments. If you're not keeping them, you don't know them and you don't know the Lord.
That's right.
That's what it says.
Yes.
He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, you're a liar. Because that's
ahead.
What the scripture
that's
says. And I believe the scripture.
All right.
Second verse, what does it say?
Yes. 147 and
2. Second verse.
The Lord doth build up Jerusalem.
The Lord build up Jerusalem. He doth what?
He gathereth together the outcasts of
Israel. All the outcasts, all of us that was outside of his word, outside of the household, God have gathered us. Some from Detroit and Texas and wherever we come from, Tanzania, all over the world, wherever we are, God have gathered the outcasts of Israel. Isn't that beautiful? What?
He healeth the broken in heart.
Because everyone is broken in heart when you're born in this life, because we're born in sin.
In sin. Yes.
When you're born in sin, you're born blind.
Yes.
When you're born in sin, you're born broken.
Yes.
When you're born in sin, you're born bruised.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
When you're born in sin, you're born lame because you cannot walk
All right.
in God's commandments.
Yes.
When you're born in sin, you have issues.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Blood issues.
Yes.
The droopsy. You get all kinds of conditions.
Yes, all right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
Read.
And bindeth up their wounds.
But God come to bind up. He said, bind up the brokenhearted.
Yes.
Because the word does all, it heals. It's the excellency of Jacob.
All right.
Read the fifth verse. What does it say?
Great is our Lord.
Great is our Lord.
And of great power. His understanding is infinite.
His understanding is infinite.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful. Yes, it is.
Past finding out.
Oh, yes.
Don't you try to find out God's mind. But what he does reveal unto us is his mind in parts, in bits.
Yes.
What he reveals is perfect.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It's for us today.
Yes.
15th verse, what does it say?
15, yes. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth.
Well, you think he changed? No, he didn't. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth.
His word runneth very swiftly.
His word runneth very swiftly. Read that 19th verse again.
Yes.
He showeth.
He showeth his word unto Jacob.
Now, wait a minute. Why would God have to show you his word when you can just read it anywhere in the scripture? He still has got to make it known and show you the revelation of his word. It's got to be revealed to what it's really saying and what it really is.
Yes.
He showeth his word unto Jacob. That's the church. What?
His statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
Unto Israel.
You can
Proverbs
visit us anytime for our broadcast messages
the
on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org.
If you'd like to,
write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.